Picture this. You've just been promoted for your technical brilliance, coding, designing, analyzing, only to find yourself drowning in performance evaluations and team meetings instead of doing what you love. Sound familiar? Over 70% of professionals will face management responsibilities during their careers, yet only 32% actually enjoy being managers. The disconnect is real, but here's the liberating truth. You don't need to transform yourself to excel at management. In fact, authentic leadership begins not with mimicking others, but with understanding yourself. The path to becoming an exceptional manager isn't about becoming someone else. It's about leveraging who you already are while developing the flexibility to work with different personality types. This journey starts with self-knowledge and embracing what Devorah Zat calls the royal rule of management. Be yourself. Do you lead with your head or your heart? This fundamental difference shapes your management approach profoundly. Thinkers, 40% of people, are analytical and objective, creating mental flowcharts for decisions and communicating directly. Their offices are typically minimalist. Feelers, 60% of people, value harmony and empathy, communicate emotionally, and often struggle with criticism. Their workspaces display personal items like photos and certificates. These differences show in communication. Thinkers ask, "What do you think?" while feelers ask, "How do you feel?" Gender patterns exist. Women are 24.5% thinkers and 75.5% feelers, while men are 56.5% thinkers and 43.5% feelers. This creates unique challenges for those defined gender stereotypes. Understanding your natural preference isn't limiting, it's liberating. Everyone both thinks and feels, just in different proportions. The goal is recognizing your nature and developing flexibility when needed. The shift from individual contributor to manager demands a pivot from technical expertise to people skills. Many new leaders experience imposter syndrome, feeling unqualified and fearing exposure. This particularly affects executives who avoid development, thinking they should already know everything. Some choose self-demotion after realizing management misaligns with their strengths, a valid choice reflecting self-awareness. Success in management requires finding meaning in leadership, echoing Frankl's principle that we can always choose our attitude regardless of circumstances. Effective management balances guidance with autonomy. A manager controls only their thoughts, words, and actions while navigating transformed relationships as peers become reports. Every action faces scrutiny and interpretation. While poor managers lack self-awareness, exceptional ones lead through authenticity, inspiring genuine loyalty. Like speaking English to someone who only understands French, thinkers and feelers often miscommunicate without proper translation. Effective management means adapting your approach while maintaining authenticity, not becoming someone else, but making yourself understood. Thinkers prefer direct, concise feedback without social niceties, while feelers need relationship building and supportive approaches before criticism. The PROD framework, problem, result, observe, different, works for both types, but delivery matters. Thinkers want you to get to the point, while feelers need you to get to the person first. This extends to workplace environments too. Thinkers typically maintain minimalist offices, while feelers create personalized spaces with photos and mementos. Understanding these differences helps managers adapt effectively. Follow the platinum rule: treat others as they want to be treated, not as you prefer. The author illustrates this with a story about reframing her perception of a conscientious gym employee who always checked IDs. Rather than viewing him as difficult, she adapted her behavior, transforming their interactions from frustrating to friendly. As she notes, the system with the most flexibility exerts the greatest influence. Leadership positions create a paradox of heightened visibility and isolation. As leaders advance, their actions face increased scrutiny, while meaningful peer relationships diminish. Former colleagues may resent promotions, and every decision attracts intense observation, fostering a sense of separation that often leads to management dissatisfaction. This visibility intensifies pressure to perform perfectly, feeding the imposter phenomenon. A telling disconnect exists. 92% of managers believe they're doing an excellent or good job managing employees, while only 67% of employees agree. This gap results in conflict resolution consuming 7+ hours weekly. Managers must handle emotional situations without formal psychological training. Thinkers often feel uncomfortable with emotional displays, seeing them as workplace disruptions. Feelers may over-identify with emotions, risking excessive involvement in personal issues and losing objectivity. Effective strategies include setting clear time boundaries, providing focused attention, validating feelings without over-involvement, encouraging self-generated solutions, and referring serious issues to HR. The key is listening and asking questions rather than rushing to solve problems. The author recommends outcome-based questions over problem-based ones, with "What do you want?" often revealing unexpected insights and empowering independent problem solving. True charisma flows from finding genuine joy and meaning in work, not status or technique. Mark, a garbage collector who builds relationships, Antonio, a kitchen designer who treats work as play, and Ezekiel, a shoe shiner who loves his craft, all demonstrate how authentic passion stems from inner perception rather than circumstances. Research shows external rewards don't create lasting happiness. Lottery winners return to baseline within a year, illustrating the hedonic treadmill of seeking higher rewards for the same satisfaction. Those prioritizing meaning over materialism consistently show greater well-being. Authentic charisma starts with mind management. When a Southwest Airlines VP helped clean a cabin after a flight, it generated tremendous staff goodwill. Their success, 140,000 applicants for 140 jobs, stems from valuing employees and emphasizing people skills in hiring. Three cognitive patterns shape leadership: generalizations, deletions, and distortions. Understanding these improves communication across personality types. Charismatic leadership isn't about becoming someone else. It's about focusing on what's right and recognizing we control our minds and therefore our results. Management is a continuous journey of self-discovery and adaptation. One crucial skill is knowing when to let go, allowing team members to develop their own solutions. Technical expertise doesn't guarantee leadership ability, making continuous learning vital. The imposter phenomenon often holds managers back from development, but embracing growth builds genuine confidence. The URSA framework helps balance guidance with autonomy. Set clear expectations, relinquish control, support as an advisor, and hold people accountable while allowing process flexibility. This structure helps managers develop teams while maintaining oversight. True leaders embrace do-good leadership over feel-good management. Rather than offering empty praise, they challenge employees to exceed their perceived limitations. Like effective coaches, they use tough love to create lasting satisfaction and respect, even if the process is initially uncomfortable. Authenticity remains fundamental. Develop your own management style. Think of it as making your own lunch rather than complaining about others' cooking. The journey isn't about achieving mastery, but gaining permission to adapt techniques, learn from mistakes, and find joy in developing others. The world needs authentic leaders who bring their unique strengths and perspectives to work each day.